scripture readings from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. At the time of Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes to the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time a star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found me, give me word so that I may also go and pay homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went a star they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and then knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The sword of the Lord.
Thank you so much for the beautiful song. Before we reflect on God's word, our passage for today, let us bow our heads in prayer. Merciful God, in this moment, we pray that your Spirit will move inside us, will be present here to prepare us for your message, for your word, for this time of Advent. We pray that you will speak to us, and that if there's anything that might hinder us from truly listening to you this morning, that your Spirit will remove it. We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. William Chatterton Dix wrote a poem in 1865, and it's called "The Manger Throne." And then the first three stanzas of this poem were set to the music of the popular folk song called "Greensleeves." In 1871, it became the Christmas song that we are still singing to this day. And the song is called "What Child Is This?" So it's almost Christmas. What happened on Christmas was that a child was born to us. His name is Jesus. And during this Advent season, as we're approaching another Christmas, we're asking the question, what child is this? It's a question the shepherds asked when they got the news and visited the baby Jesus in the manger. It's a question people have been asking throughout the ages ever since, and it's a question that many people are still asking today. What child is this? Last week on the first Sunday of Advent, we looked at the story of the shepherds on that very first Christmas and how it is relevant that this child calls himself a shepherd. He calls himself the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep. And so what Jesus is saying to you and to me is, I am your shepherd. And as your shepherd, I care for you. I protect you. I provide for you. I lead you. I give you strength and peace. That's what I do because you are part of my flock. And ultimately, I gave my life on the cross so that you can be forgiven, so that you can be free, so that you can have life in all of its fullness, both now and forever in eternity. So let's see today what else we can learn about this child who was born on Christmas Day. So it says in verses 1 and 2, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from the eastern lands arrived at Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we've come to worship him." So just like the shepherds, the wise men or the magi were also part of the Christmas story. Unlike the shepherds, they were not locals. They came from the east, most likely from Arabia. They were not Jews, they were Gentiles. They were educated and scholarly. And they were asking about the newborn king of the Jews. They observed a star in the eastern sky that they believed signaled his birth. And they were on this pilgrimage to find him and worship him. So what do we learn about this child from the story of the wise men? What do they have to do, you know, with our question, what child is this? Let me point out some things to you today. First of all, we have a pair of arrivals. The wise men traveled a great distance before they arrived at the manger. They came from afar, as the Bible says. Jesus came a great distance to draw near to us as Emmanuel, to be God with us. Jesus didn't come from the east like the scholars did. He came to dwell among us from his previous position of being with God. He was sent of the Father with whom he existed from forever. So if you think about it, he made an arrival in Bethlehem from some distance. It says in first chapter of John, before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He's always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. So Jesus became Emmanuel. He became God with us when he was born into our world as the Christ child. Listen to verse 14. And Christ became a human being and lived here on earth among us and was full of loving forgiveness and truth. And some of us have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Heavenly Father. So what child is this? He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He was born into our world to be with us in a very, very real way. So here's something to notice and remember. We know that Jesus came for the poor and for the destitute. Came to seek and save Jewish working class people like the shepherds. People who didn't always have money or means. But he also came for Gentile Arabs, for people who were wealthy and privileged, who came bringing expensive gifts to the Messiah. And this mention of wealth and gifts brings us to the second comparison we have between the wise men and Jesus. From what we know about the wise men is that they were wealthy. They were able to travel far and bring very expensive gifts to the newborn king. They came from a position of wealth. But have you ever thought about the fact that Jesus came to us from a place of means? He is God who stepped out from all the riches of heaven into the poverty of a lowly manger in a Bethlehem stable. I mean, if you go read Revelation 4 and 5 and 21, you will realize just how much wealth and glory and power surrounded Jesus in heaven. Psalm 24:1 says, He is the great King. The world and all that's in it belongs to Him. The earth and all who live it on it are His. In other words, He owns everything. He says, every animal in the forest belongs to me. And so do the cattle on 1,000 hills. And one day, everyone, both living and dead, will bow before it. What child is this? This child in the manger is the Lord to whom everything belongs. He's the one who created and owns all wealth. The whole world belongs to Him. But He's incredibly giving and generous. The wise men were generous in their gifts to the Lord, but it's nothing compared to the generosity of Jesus. So what child is this? He's the giver of incredible gifts. No one gave more than Jesus. And let me just share with you just a few verses on Jesus as the ultimate giver. It says in Galatians, Jesus gave His life for our sins, just as God our Father planned in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. All glory to God forever and ever. John writes, we know what love is because Jesus gave His life for us. That's why we must give our lives for each other. He gave His life. He gives us peace. Jesus says, I leave you peace. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world does, so don't let your hearts be troubled or afraid. He gives us strength. I can do all things through Christ because He gives me strength. You see, ultimately, Jesus has the heart of His Heavenly Father. He came to show us what God the Father is like. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. God is a giver. And so when we ask the question, what child is this? The answer is, He's the one who's generous beyond comparison. He's the one who would give us the ultimate gift, His life, as a sacrifice for our sins. So how did the wise men find Jesus? It says they saw a star in the sky, and then they followed the star. They were from a culture and place that valued the night sky. They studied the stars. They studied the planets. And they believed that when something important was happening on earth, you could expect to see it reflected in the heavens. And at the same time, a remarkable event among the stars and planets meant a remarkable event was happening on earth. And so when these wise men from the east saw the star rising in the sky, they took it as a sign that something significant had happened on earth. Remember, the Jewish exiles in Babylon shared the prophecies of the coming Messiah for many, many years. And the wise men knew these prophecies. And so they followed the star and they searched for the King of the Jews. They were curious. They were seekers. They searched for the Messiah and they found Him. It says, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They saw the child. They were full of joy. And of all the people in Matthew 2, they were the only ones who came to worship the newborn king. But let me ask you, what are you looking for this Advent and Christmas? What are you searching for? What is something you are willing to put the time and the energy and effort into seek and to find? Are you searching for peace because you're filled with anxiety and the pressure and pace of daily life and its challenges and it's getting to you? Is it love? Because you feel like you are giving all the time to your spouse and your children and the people around you, but you're not getting anything in return. And what you are longing for is just to feel loved and appreciated. Are you looking to find hope? Because you look at the world and all the bad news everywhere. And you look at your life and it's not a pretty picture. And you think about the future and it seems rather desperate, and what you need urgently is some kind of hope. What are you searching for? Is it joy? Because there's much darkness in your life and you just want to smile again. And you just again want to be happy. Do you want to be more alive? Because you haven't been feeling fully alive lately. Or are you looking for healing? You have a chronic illness and you're dreaming of the day when you will be without pain. Do you need strength to cope? Do you need company to take away your loneliness? Comfort for the emotional pain of having experienced loss? What are you looking for? What are you seeking? What are you searching for this Advent and Christmas? Is it Jesus? Are you searching for the Messiah? Are you searching for a Savior? I'm not saying faith is an instant fix for all of your problems and needs, okay? Because it's not. But did you know that you can find all of those things that I just mentioned wrapped up in one present? And that present is not under your tree. It is a person. You will find all of that in the Christ child, in Jesus. Because he gives you peace and love and joy and hope and strength and companionship and healing and comfort and life and so much more. All those gifts are wrapped up in one person, in Jesus. And like the wise men, when you search for him, you will find him. Listen to this promise from God's word. You will search for me. And when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. Jesus is saying to you and me, on this day and in this moment, when you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. When you come looking for me, when you're serious about finding me, you will. I'll make sure you're not disappointed. So are you searching for the Christ child this Christmas? There's one more thing I want to share with you today. What child is this? He is the one who, just like the wise men, came to seek something. Jesus came to seek something also. Do you know what that is? For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost. He came to seek, to look for, and to save people who are lost. He came to seek and save you and me. The incredible thing is that when you seek Jesus, you will find that He's already seeking you. He has already taken the first step. He's already looking for you. He's already waiting for you, ready to give you what you need. The wise men were the first Gentiles to worship Jesus. They would not be the last. Jesus was born to be worshipped by all people, in all nations, for all times. That is part of the answer to the question, what child is this? He's the one who's worthy of worship by all people of all places and all races. He's the one true Savior of the entire world that is worthy to seek and to worship. And so my prayer is that we will do what the wise men did. My prayer is that we will seek Jesus and bow before Him and worship Him and give Him the gifts of our lives. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, so often we think Jesus is just a baby that was born and that's it for many people. But what child is this? He is King. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the one before whom everyone will bow one day. I pray that as we seek whatever we need in our lives during this time of Advent and Christmas, that we will seek your Son Jesus and all the gifts and the blessings that come from knowing Him. May we indeed all bow down in worship before Christ our Lord. In His name we pray. Amen.